Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
I'm back, baby.
I want you to put the word out there that we back up. Understand me? We back up.
They say everyone deserves a second chance. Apparently, so do radio shows.
We are back, baby!
After years apart, countless bad sports takes from everyone else, and more than a few people saying, you know who should do a show together again?
We're back!
Somebody actually made it happen.
We are back! That's
we are back!
Steve Zabin and Josh Albrecht. Back together. Again.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind? That just happened.
A man who loves digital assets, hates replay, and always leaves early. Milwaukee's adopted hometown son, Steve Zabin.
Unbelievable, what we're seeing!
What just happened?
It's the Steve Zabin Show with Josh Albrecht on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. It is great to be back on the air in the good land. It has been an interesting, 7, 8 months, actually more than that. Let me count them up. October 7th, a day I'll remember and cherish so fondly. And we're back, baby! Josh, how are you?
I'm good, buddy.
Good to see you again, buddy.
Hey! It's like riding a bike with two flat tires and rusty spokes.
As the meme goes, who would have guessed? Not me.
Not me either.
See, and that is, kids, why always keep your karma shiny and never burn any bridges you don't need to burn. Because you just never know, especially in this crazy business. Anyhow, great to be back, Milwaukee and Wisconsin, on the statewide Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the mighty Pottawatomie Sportsbook, where you are encouraged to gamble responsibly, which means putting a ton of money tonight on the USA against Belgium.
USA.
But
USA.
Hurt Belgium. Oh, do you know that they are filing an appeal to the appeal that got Flo Balogun's red card overturned? There are going to be appeals and counter-appeals all the way until kick tonight.
Yeah, well, and that was my thing, though. Doesn't this not matter anymore once the game starts? Like, everyone can cry. Americans can cry. Belgians can cry.
Belgians.
Doesn't matter when it's all... Once they put the soccer ball on the pitch, then who cares?
One would think. But remember, this is FIFA. Mm. And with FIFA, they are always open for business. And I have a hilarious Shane Gillis soundbite that somebody sent me that is perfectly encapsulates the nature of this World Cup, the U.S.'s power, Trump, and just a lot of factors in this. But look, it was a BS red card to start with, and I don't even follow soccer, but everyone I know who follows soccer says it was totally BS. And so it has been overturned. Is it unprecedented? Of course. Is it wrong? Well, Belgium thinks so. Cry harder, you bitches. But I don't care. Two wrongs have for once in life made a right. Two wrongs have made a right. And we are back. It is great to be back on. I just want to give people something fun to listen to. That's all it is, okay? I'm humble to have a stage. I'm humble to be able to do this. I love doing it. So happy Josh landed, I wouldn't say on your feet, because you swam furiously upstream to get back on the radio, despite my urging you, get out of this nasty business. I told
you. Did.
I said, get out. It's the worst. Of course, I'm back too now, so what does that say about me? But, you know, you did various YouTube shows and podcasts, and you kept grinding, and you swam back. I'm just humbled to be back on because, look, I love doing this. We love doing this. I love doing sports radio in Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin. It has a appeal to me and a vibe to me that I've never had in my career. And the 6 years of doing the show at the old place with you and other various component parts along the way was easily the most fun that I've ever had doing sports radio. That the way Wisconsinites love sports in their own way, different than East Coast hardo a-hole way, is just beautiful to me, and I love it. And so that day, October 7th, oh, that was a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad day, that came completely out of the blue. Like, literally. I can tell the story now because the old company, unfortunately, they spend more on lawyers than they do on trying to run their radio stations, apparently. Because, like, as soon as I mention any of the details of what had happened on my podcast, Josh, I'm getting a call from your boy Danny Lenz going, look, you know, I don't want to get you in trouble, but the lawyers are saying say this and you can't say that. And I'm like, Jesus, God.
Well, it's nice that finally they were listening, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Thanks for, can you subscribe to the podcast? You know, premium, $5 a month.
That's all it costs. Yeah.
Never raise the price. I swear some of these conglomerates, they're law firms that dabble in radio on the side. That's what they are. So anyway, I told the story. I was like, look, everything is going great. Ratings are better than they've ever been. We're pushing up against number one in the morning in the Target demo. Unheard of, given the resources that were not allocated to the effort. And we were the Packer flagship station, as you know. The Brewers were in the middle of that series against the Cubs. In fact, on Saturday, October 5th, I was there at AmFam, as were you, that glorious early October day. It was so good, the weather.
Mm-hmm. That was perfect.
Me, your boy Autumn, the grumpy old men, who are actually not grumpy that day, we barbecued. I've got the assets. We tailgated. It was great. We were day drinking. The Brewers just catch fire, and they start going around the bases against the Cubs. 9-3 final. Day drinking turns into evening drinking, turns into night drinking. Life was good. And I was in, settled for the week, ready to go to the Bengals game the following Sunday. And then Monday, in the office, I ask a certain guy who's in charge of the tickets, hey, man, where are my tickets for the Packer game this weekend? He said, oh, I don't have any tickets. I'm like, what? It's like, no, yeah, can't afford to. I got to use them on clients. And he was talking about, I hope I don't lose my job. And I'm like, that's a weird vibe on a Monday.
Hmm.
Did the show Monday. Talked about the Brewers' glorious win. Tuesday, right after the show, got a call. Gone. Done. Me, Butchie, Tim Scott, our fearless leader, gone, gone, gone. And then 1 week later, the whole station, boop, down the drain. And that's radio for you right there. But it was crazy because it was going great. I was having fun. And the company even had a letter of agreement with me. Somebody in the far-flung company, Josh, had said, let's do more of this. It's working great. Let's do 3 more years of it. And I'm like, cool. I got nothing else going on.
Yeah.
Let's keep doing this. You guys put it into a formal contract. I'll sign it. Let's do it. Had the letter of agreement right there. And then that was in June. And then it kept getting delayed. And,
they were working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there was like some people in the far-flung company that said, this is great. Let's keep doing it. And other people, Josh, in the company who were like, no, this is terrible. What you guys are doing is awful. Let's so not do it. Let's run music instead. That'll slap in the age of streaming services and iTunes.
Yeah. Two things.
Hey, I got
slap
an idea.
And iTunes. Those
the
are two
best
words.
Hits of the 90s, the 2000s, and today. Huh? Who's with me? Well, the two geniuses that were behind that, they've been fired.
They're gone.
Which provides a tiny little bit of Schadenfreude, but Schadenfreude does not pay Visa. It does not pay your mortgage. So you really can't eat off of it. Plus, it's just negative karma. It's negative energy, okay? So I'm not going to dwell on that. So it's good to be back. I don't care. This is not about proving anything or sticking it to anybody or beating this show or beating that show. No, it's about giving the good people of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin something good and fun to listen to, which is all we've ever done, Josh,
yeah.
From doing the show. Let's have fun. Let's talk sports, not take it or ourselves too seriously, okay? Let's dunk on each other. Let's make it like wrestling where we're in the ring to throw each other through a table and have fun. And so I'm excited to do that. Now, I've missed a lot. I wrote down, Josh, all the things that
I was
going to
say, have you been keeping notes over the last however many months?
I'm going to try to rip through this real quick. You ready?
I'm ready.
October 5th, glorious day, 9-3 win over the Cubs at AmFam. Tuesday, October 7th, fired. Then the Brewers lose 2 at Chicago, and they finally win Game 5. You know where I was when they won Game 5? You know where I was listening? I was on I-94, no, I was, whatever the road is, I was almost past the Bears' new home down there in Bleepburg, Indiana.
Yeah, Hammond.
Hammond. Yeah, I was past Hammond, listening on the radio. I didn't know it at the time, but the hand truck that I rented from U-Haul on the back of the U-Haul truck was hanging by a strap, almost about to fly off and probably kill 3 people on the road.
Good.
But I pulled over at a gas station to listen and to actually watch on my phone the last out. And I was so pumped. But of course, I'm like, you know, my stuff from my apartment is in the back of the U-Haul. I'm out of a job. I'm in Hammond, Indiana. So it was a bit of a bittersweet moment. But I'm like, yes, they beat the Cubs. That's great. Happy for everybody back in Milwaukee. Then they played the Dodgers. And they scored how many runs in each of the 4 games they were in?
Not enough.
1. 1 point, 1 point, 1 point, 1 point, as our friend Paul Wagner likes to sarcastically call runs in baseball. 1 point. And the 2-1, 5-1, 3-1, 5-1 best of 7 sweep, I don't know about you, Josh, it felt humiliating. It felt like your bully older brother just grabbed you by the head and kept dunking you underwater in the pool as everyone was laughing at you. How did you take the Dodgers sweep?
Yeah, it sucked. You know what the worst part of having to listen to people say, well, would you rather have had it this way or had it been really close and them lose, is the fact that you're even having that conversation. Like,
right.
don't come at me right now when I am in physical pain because grown men couldn't beat other grown men in a sport and
right.
say, well, hey, better this way, though, than if
hey.
They would have won a few and
yeah.
then
yeah.
lost in the end.
Yeah.
Shut
don't
up.
Don't come at me with hypotheticals about something that didn't happen that might have been slightly better but still awful in its own way. Like, I'm not pondering that right now. I'm just sitting here half pissed off that baseball has this structure and half humiliated because it didn't even feel close.
It wasn't.
And I'd say one half of that, one half of the other, and a third. That's 130%, whatever. I felt 30% dread thinking, well, next year we better enjoy every bit of baseball because there's a mother of all lockouts coming to fix the problem of the Dodgers, right?
Right.
Like, it's going to take pain to fix that problem, so it's going to suck. And as a wise fella once told me about baseball, you know, it's boring, but it happens a lot.
Yes.
That was you.
That was me.
Was it happens a lot or happens all the time?
No, it happens a lot.
Happens a lot.
Which I've
Josh
had people
that,
say, at some point soon, it's not going to happen a lot.
Right. I think Josh said that to me on the golf course at New Berlin Hills on a beautiful day where we were talking about it. And he was like, and you admitted, like, I don't love baseball as much as football. But he's like, you know, baseball's kind of boring, but it happens a lot. And that was a great phrase because I just know how this team is woven into the heartstrings of the city. And that I tell people all the time, wherever I'm at, I'm like, you have no idea the love affair between Milwaukee and the Brewers. It's next level. And they deserve a World Series parade more than anything. But as Clint Eastwood said in the Outlaw Josie Wales, deserving ain't got nothing to do with it. Or that might have been another Western movie. Don't quote me on that. We'll talk to Matt Miller about that. Okay, so the World Series was great, but I'm assuming you probably didn't watch it because you're like a lot of Brewer fans where once they're out, you check out. You can't even stomach watching it. Did you watch the World Series?
I watched too much of it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Which was like I checked in once in a while, and that was too much.
It was an electric factor. I mean, it goes right down to the wire. There was a close play at the plate. Toronto was electric, but screw them. I missed the Packers at Pittsburgh, the Rodgers game. Butchie and I actually had a promotion. We were going to fly out there. Oh. The company folded that one up, too. Like, oh, never mind about that.
Nah.
So some guys won the trip. I think two guys won the trip, and then some sales rep had to call them and go, yeah, we fired those guys, so you're not going. Or they might have gone anyway. I forget how it worked. Didn't get to see that. Packers won that game. The Bears beat the Packers in Week 16 in Chicago in the most infuriating way. 22-16 in overtime. Caleb Williams to DJ Moore over who? Keyshawn Nixon. Hold that thought on old number 25 for a second. Annoying AF win by the Bears week 16. You're like, okay, everybody stay calm. Good chance we'll get them again in the playoffs. And sure enough, they do. And it was an even more insanely annoying loss. Bears rallying from 18 down, scoring 25 in the fourth quarter. There was a special team screw up. Josh?
Of course there was.
For a special teams coordinator who we said, this guy stinks. What are we doing with him? Oh, no, Bisacci is good. They love Bisacci. He's also the assistant to the regional manager. He's the assistant head coach. I'm like, who cares? The special teams are a triple minus again. And there was a huge screw-up in the game on special teams. Caleb Williams pulled one out of his ass on that pass. And Matt LaFleur once again shrunk Josh in the crucible, which is unfortunately all he's ever done as a head coach. All five of the high leverage playoff games or big games he's been in, he's shrunk. The NFC Championship game at San Francisco, annihilated. The championship game at home against Brady post-COVID, absolute choke job. The divisional game against the Niners at Lambeau in 4 degrees when you turned to me after the game was tied and with dead eyes said, do you want to go now? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's tied. And you're like, they're going to lose. Narrator, in fact, they did lose. And Zabe nearly went into hypothermic shock after the game. That was awful. I started the shakes like this. I'm not built for that Wisconsin weather. You know that. And I had the battery-packed Milwaukee jacket.
You were all bundled
up. I had all
up.
The gear.
Didn't matter.
Your dead eyes that night haunt me, Josh. Like dead. Like you have a way to lower your eyelids to half shade, window shades.
Yeah.
When you're super depressed and pissed, but that's your move. You're always fatalistic. We're going to lose. Sometimes they don't lose, but you were right that night. But LaFleur shrunk in that game. The divisional game against San Francisco, then in the rain where they were leading late, and once again, they lose that game, and you can blame it on a lot of things, but my God, how many times? And then you have these two Bear losses on top of those four other Matt LaFleur shrinkage games, and I was like, you got to fire him. I mean, come on. What are you waiting for? Oh, no, he's still a good coach. He runs elite schemes. He does this. He does that. And I'm like, he loses big games for you. I don't know what the split was on the radio at the moment where they're like, well, you know, should we not? And then, of course, the Packers do what they do, which is basically stay real quiet and play it real conservative, and they extended him anyway. And I was like, well, of course they did. So LaFleur is back. Halfley goes to Miami. Willis goes with him. We got Tyrod Taylor now. I also missed Micah and Tucker getting hurt. That sucks. The best defensive edge guy they've got and their best tight end won't be back until, what, sometime a couple weeks into the year, they're saying? Your boy McManus was released. Dobbs walks, which is fine, but then again, he was not explosive, but he was consistent. I was a Wick stan. They trade him for a fifth and a sixth. They've chosen the three fast guys, Reed, Watson, and Golden. And I'm not against that. You know the problem with them choosing those three guys as their guys? Two of the three guys are in the shop all the time in, you know, Watson and Reed. Watson got paid, good for him. Reed got paid, good for him. And they promised, Josh, to give Golden more looks. Well, that was another infuriating thing when people were like, why aren't you throwing to this first-round wide receiver who's got jets and on everyone's all-22s is wide open? And the answer from LaFleur is like, don't worry, he's just a rookie. He's going to earn his way in. I'm like, what kind of thinking is this? Throw him the ball. So we go into this Packers season, I think, with a lot of things up in the air, including Josh Jacobs and the domestic violence issue.
Oh, that's
May 26th. That is unresolved. And he's getting older. That's the other problem. They don't really have anyone that's kind of young and, you know, energetic behind him. So you just don't know. And then don't get me started on the Badgers as a 5 seed. Losing, of course, to High Point. And that guy, Chase Johnston, with his unconscionable threes.
I was like, what are you talking about? You're in March. Okay. I'm following the timeline. Okay. We're in March.
Yeah. And then there's the Bucks situation. I know I'm up against a break, so let's get out to break so I don't miss my first spot, my first break. This guy's aiming. I thought he'd done this a while. He missed the first break. So go ahead and hit the music.
Okay.
But the Bucks situation and Giannis leaving is a whole nother ball of angst and wax that needs to be dealt with. And to my knowledge, Josh, he has not yet issued the pro forma thank you to the city.
No, he hasn't. Now, to be fair, right, the argument against that is he didn't have until today where it was official. So now that it's official, now that clock starts.
Right, but other NBA stars have done it in the interim.
Yes.
So, okay. All right, if there's anything else that I need to be caught up to speed on, just hit me up on the NicolaiLaw.com talk and text line, 414-677-1250. That's 677-1250. And for those that want to listen to us in various ways, social media is always great. X, Instagram, YouTube, at WI Sports Radio on Facebook as well. Facebook is the Fan Milwaukee. YouTube is at WI Sports Radio. All right. It's good to be back, buddy.
Welcome
Here
back.
We go. All right. Coming up, headline news, including the Flo Balogun red card reversal. The Trump card beats the red card. We'll talk about that next. It's the Steve Zabin Show with Josh Albrecht, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So now it's me, Trump, and Ivanka. They're not talking to me, obviously, but I can overhear what they're saying. And Trump goes, Ivanka, how would you like to meet the president of soccer? And sure enough, the president of FIFA soccer was also in the suite with us. He was getting like nachos. Donald Trump just looks at him and goes, ew. And the guy put his plate down and walked straight to us. And then Donald Trump didn't even look at him. He just kept talking to his daughter, and he goes, this is the president of soccer. And they gave us the World Cup, and they did that because of me. And then he walked out of the room. It was just me and the president of FIFA looking at each other like, that was crazy.
You know, you got to give some liberties to comedians for bending certain elements of a story to make it funny.
No, all that was true, I'm sure.
I don't think, Josh, there is one stitch of that anecdote that is out of place. Not one. Because that sounds exactly what Trump would do. Giovanni Vincenzo Infantino, Swiss-Italian-Lebanese head of FIFA. And yes, FIFA is the most corrupt sports entity in the world. They're always open for business, and their rules are whatever their rules say they are at the moment. But they're always subject to change. So USA gets Flo Balogun back for tonight's match or game against Belgium. Belgium is filing their own appeal to the appeal. Who knows when that's going to get heard? It's a wild time to be a temporary soccer fan.
Yes.
In the U.S. And I am a temporary soccer fan, but I'm very much into the World Cup because it is a spectacle unlike anything else. All right, just a quick reset here. It's good to be back on. Zabe, Josh, Aaron Morse, who is technically producing the show, running the show from the board. I've yet to meet Aaron.
You want to meet him?
I couldn't pick him out of Duke Ellington's band if he was holding a tambourine because that's just, we're going low key. Aaron, it's nice to, quote, meet you, and I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It is good to meet you as well. I won't say a lot about you, but I know about you and your
okay, I know
your history. So I know you much more than
okay.
You know,
and
me.
Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to Josh when he tells you, you know, before when we first started, the guy under me who was running the board, Shay, he got fired. Zabe got him fired. Don't believe that crap. I didn't fire him.
I didn't even tell him I got no power to hire
or fire anybody. I didn't get Josh fired either. I was like, what are you doing? Now I got to do without him. I've been working with him for 6 years. You crazy? But Shay got whacked one day, and I was just like, okay. I know there were some issues, Josh, that you and I were bringing up to Tim. We're like, he just panics under pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, straight panics.
Well, apparently panics. That was all it took.
Well, so. Yeah. And it was, so don't believe those stories, Aaron.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Believe all the good stories about me.
That's right.
And discount the bad.
Yeah.
The texts are coming in via the StreamYard stream. There's also coming in on the talk and text line, the Nicolay Law talk and text line. I'm going to have to get used to the number. You're going to have to farm the actual talk and text line. But I am just reading from some of these via the YouTube sweep. The YouTube feed. The Dodger sweep was total humiliation, says at Mountain West Q8B. Somebody else said, oh, great. Why are you bringing back all these awful things that I had forgotten about? Is this what the show is going to be? No. The show is going to be a celebration of sports and hopefully good times to come. But I'm just catching everyone up to the things that I was not present to discuss. And I was not present to discuss the Bucks season. Which started great, Josh. 4-1. Miles yeah. Turner was going to be the answer.
Started great for five games.
4-1.
Season sucked.
Then they start to wobble. Then Giannis gets hurt on November 17th in Cleveland. Left groin strain. They lose 7 in a row. Season unravels. And next thing you know, you're listening to Turner airing utterly dirty laundry about Giannis being 2 hours late for team flights. And finding out that Doc Rivers had a $90,000 golf sim installed, like the moment he became coach. Next thing you know, he's traded to Miami, and there's still no thank you, Milwaukee, which I'm going to trust is going to come.
It has to.
But hey, good news is Portis went with him. So somewhere, Brian Butch is very happy, because nobody hated Portis more than Butchie as a player, not as a person. Now, you like Bobby Portis because you worked with him with Visit Milwaukee. And
yeah.
I think Portis is a good dude. But
yeah,
Butchie
also
had a real basketball problem with him.
I wasn't shocked by that move, because they'd been trying to move Portis for 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, every single year, even when the Bucks were still in contention, it was, well, I mean, I'm hearing per source that the Bucks are trying to move Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
Crickets.
For what?
Crickets.
Yeah.
Right. Crickets.
For what? For who? Well, Portis was the jet ski. The Miami Heat bought the boat And we were like, you got to take the jet ski too. No, no, I'm good on jet skis. I got newer ones. No, you're taking the jet ski.
Yeah.
Boat and the jet ski. And you can do whatever you want with the jet ski. Ride it off into the ocean. We care less.
Does it work? Sure.
Right. So they get back Tyler Hero, the hometown kid, the Whitnall sniper, Kalel Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasparis Jakachonis. I know nothing about Ware, Jaquez, and Jakonis. Nothing. Jaquez. Sorry. Ware, Jaquez, and Jakuchonis. Kasparis.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're going to call him. Get it? They get Burries, who's going to be playing in the Summer League, as is the kid from Tennessee. And they get
Hopefully.
Two first-rounders in 2031 and 2033, years that don't even sound real to me. 2031 and are those real years?
They're
2031?
Not. Nope.
How are you with Giannis and the fact that this unraveled?
So, I mean, for me, obviously, huge Giannis stan. But I knew this day was coming. Right, I knew after we won the championship, I started preparing myself for the day when it was actually going to happen. The thing that made it the most difficult was when the story from Jim Ozarski came out. Essentially, of all the things that he's known for years but couldn't share because they were off the record or whatever else, when that all came to light and the way that it presented things, I went, okay, it wasn't perfect. No one was. It made me disappointed in everybody, the organization, Giannis, his family. I mean,
did you feel
everything.
It was a hit piece? Because I heard somebody call it a hit piece by Ozarski. And now you and I know Jimmy well.
Yeah.
He's a really good, legitimate Big J journalist. I think he really couldn't come out with a lot of the stuff until all of it hit the fan. So I didn't think it was a hit piece. I thought it was a thorough expose of, well, this is what's been happening.
Right. You can only say what's on the record for the sake of continuing to be a reporter until it doesn't matter anymore. Right? Which is exactly what happened. The story ended, and he went, here's everything.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, here's what's been happening behind the scenes. You know where it all started going askew? Not even Jimmy Haslam. People are going, as soon as Haslam, one of the worst owners in football, buying half the team. That was the virus that was downloaded into the computer. It all went bad since then. Freeze-ups, glitches, you name it. It goes back even before that, Josh. Do you remember when Fiserv went away from Miller Products?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people saying went to Bush. That was a big part of it. Yep.
Karmically, you can't do that. Now, logically, I always thought Giannis will not end his career in Milwaukee. It's just not how the NBA works. He may say he wants to, but it's not going to happen. And they kept reloading in a desperate attempt to kind of keep the balloon afloat. Like, okay, you know, the injuries conspired against the team, sadly, so badly after the championship. Every year is like, now he's down. Just one after another. And they kept kind of chasing. And the Lillard trade was a chase. And then Lillard gets hurt. And then, you know, this Miles Turner one was the last one. Well, they had completely gutted the team. And so it was going to crash, and it did crash. It does suck, though. I still am a huge Giannis fan. I think he's a beautiful athlete at a good, beautiful person, even though there are flaws. There are faults. Part of the reason that I won't be so mad at Giannis is Giannis only did the stuff that he was permitted to do by ownership.
Mm-hmm.
This was an ownership failure.
Thank
to
you.
To put some curbs in place to go, no, we're not doing that. Or no, we can't. Or, you know, like there
they
has
were
to
S-A-W-F-T.
Be that. Soft. Yeah. But you got your picture with Giannis finally after a 6-year quest.
And right at the end, right before it all fell apart.
Right before it all fell apart.
Hey, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
So you always figured that Giannis would not finish his career in Milwaukee.
Correct.
Will Brandon Woodruff.
So Woody is an unbelievable story, and this is going to be something that I think some people disagree on. A lot of people are saying, just hang it up, dude. Woody has suffered like one of the most crazy types of recurring injuries in sports that I can't imagine if I were in his shoes how I would feel as an athlete. He's like the Greek god of Sisyphus, pushing the boulder uphill, pushing and pushing, and then having it roll back down onto him over and over and over for eternity. Hell, guy's been coming back and coming back. And now he's got an arm that, when right, is still a major league arm. He doesn't pop the velocity like he once did, but he's a smart enough pitcher. He can effectively get guys out and throw great outings when the arm is right. But then every now and then, the arm just goes, boom, and goes dead. Like, that's crazy. It's horrible. I feel badly for him. Now, one of the guys on the group chat said, yeah, I'm not going to feel bad for a guy making $22 million a year. And I'm like, man, there have been so many other athletes who have stolen money mm-hmm. for more money. I'm not mad at Woody at all, or even the spending of the money on him. I want him to do whatever he thinks is right to do. Now, they're like putting on a brave face after this latest shutdown. They're like, well, now we know what to work on. Well, last time they had a cyst removed. This time, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just crazy. His arm just goes dead. There was a pitcher once for the San Francisco Giants, Josh, well before your time, named Dave Dravecki.
Okay.
Dave Dravecki had cancer in his pitching arm.
Mm.
Imagine that. Imagine that for a tough break. Cancer in his pitching arm. He survives the cancer. He builds up the muscles in his pitching arm to come back to the major leagues. And after his first start back, 5 days after his first start back, he's on the mound. You can look this up on YouTube. And he throws a pitch, and his arm snaps in two by throwing a pitch. Ah! He's writhing around in pain. You tell me if there's not a more horrible, ironic, cruel sports injury than that.
No, that's got to take the cake.
That's awful. But athletes are not normal people, and so they don't think like normal people. I mean, when Alex Smith had his leg broken right. and nearly lost his leg for the Redskins, he's like, I'm going to come back. And anyone with a brain said, nah, you probably shouldn't.
No.
But he did. He came back, and he actually didn't totally suck. He played for a little bit. He just wanted to prove it. So if Woody wants to prove it, I'm not going to say no to it.
Well,
but you feel terrible for him. I feel terrible for him.
But the question is, do you think that I and Aaron both discussed this morning that I don't think that this is the end of his season. I think they're going to go through whatever they have to still have him available at the end of the season. The question is that when he hangs it up? Because he's not going to be under contract with the Brewers anymore, and I don't see how he's going to get, I mean, he'd be playing for peanuts.
How do you price him next year?
Right.
After all this, the answer is you can't price him because he'd be like a vet minimum guy. Now, could he play for the vet minimum for somebody? Maybe. You're also assuming that we're going to have a baseball season next year.
Well, that's a fair point. Yeah. That's a fair point.
No, I don't know. I was amazed that after the last dead arm episode that he came back and threw two really good outings. But
incredible,
how much more can this continue? Bryce Terang, my boy, got screwed. I, as one of the few owners of a Bryce Terang 0 and a Bryce Terang 2 jersey.
Yes, you have both.
Thank you, Sean Marefka, at the team store for giving me both. Although I've loaned out the 0 to your boy, Autumn.
Sounds about right.
He technically is the curator. He thinks he owns that jersey. No, he's renting it. He's just curating. He's holding it for me right now.
Are you charging him?
No, I'm not charging him.
Then he's
he was out there in Arizona, by the way, for that series. What a season for the Brewers. So in all of the bad and all of the drama and all the bad stuff I just caught everyone up on, the great thing is the Brewers are having another amazing season. And I will not, Josh, worry about, oh my God, what if they hit the Dodgers again? It's humiliating. Don't obsess about what might be. Enjoy the glory while it's sitting in front of you. This remains a fun-ass, entertaining, great baseball team with the best character manager and just a great manager in general in Patches. These are the days. They're sold out, AmFam. Got the new City Connect Wisco 2 electric Boogaloo jersey, which is a whole nother thing we've got to get into. My guess is you love it. Yeah.
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay. We'll wait until the other side. All right. A lot of people saying, what about this? What about that now that you're back? Why is it only 1 hour? Those are all good questions. I have some good answers and a few vague answers on the other side, but we'll do that next. Good to be back. It's the Steve Zabin Show with Josh Albrecht on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Happy 250th birthday, America.
I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Great to be back. You can watch the show live on the Growth Law video stream, the Steve Zabin Show with Josh Albrecht. Instagram, live, x.com, and YouTube, at WIS Sports Radio, at WI Sports Radio. Getting the formatics of this right. Injured growth gets it. Okay, lots of questions about things. When is the Bridge of Death coming back? Don't know. What about this? What about that? First of all, Josh, the new City Connect 2 electric Boogaloo jerseys.
Yes.
Do you love them or do you really love them?
I don't like them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's and the thing shocker. Is that
what I don't you like about them?
The colors. I didn't mind the drop, right? I didn't mind the sunset behind Wisco. I didn't mind Wisco. But the blue of the jersey with the peach or whatever, mango, did not work. It doesn't play well on TV. I think it's if they would have gone with a navy, it would have highlighted that sunset more, and then I would have been all in.
Yeah, it's a lot. But my tastes are minimalist and clean, and less is more. So to me, the road royal blues with the gold Milwaukee is the most gorgeous looking uniform I've ever seen in my life. In fact, it mirrors the Blue Angels fighter legion fighter jets combination of colors. Blue Angels. It's glorious. So, okay, things to do.
Yes.
Number one, people are saying, what about Sunburn Bowl? Yes, absolutely. Miss Sunburn Bowl 7 hurt me badly. That's step number one. I've already talking about putting a winter trip together. So, yes, believe you me, Sunburn Bowl 7 or 7.1. Stay tuned on that. Thing number two, buy the trailer back from iHeart for $1.
Mm.
Josh, I swear if you and I go over there and just say, hey, come on, you know you're not using
come
this.
Come on.
Here's a buck. And in fact, we'd hold it in front of their face and just like drag it. You know the bean counters over there. We'd be like, I don't know. It's $1. We could make $1. Let's get that sucker back. That was your baby. That was your passion project, and we should have it. So
I don't know how the upkeep was on it, though.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to have to insure it and upkeep it and repair it, but for $1, you don't want to get it back?
Oh, for $1? Yeah.
And number three, I want to find Box Score Billy. I don't know where the kid is.
I don't think he lives in the state anymore.
Well, he's probably 14 years old and very surly because, you know, we met him 8 years ago now.
Right.
And he was, I believe, only 8 years old at the time. So he's like approaching 16. He could be a real jerk now.
He could be driving.
But if we could find Box Score Billy, that'd be great. Now, I know you're saying, why only 1 hour? Well, I'm like the limited time offer at McDonald's. I'm the McRib for the moment, okay? They want to try me out.
Hell of a
comparison. They want to make sure Like, are you sure you're not fully retired? Are you sure you still want to do this? It's like a test market thing. You know, when it comes to fast food items, they always test market it in Columbus, Ohio, because Columbus, Ohio has like the perfect demographic mix to see whether or not a new restaurant concept works. Yeah, they want to try it out. And I'm fine with that. Okay? Let's just take what we can get, do what we can do, have fun with what we've got, and let's not overthink what's next. But if it can be more, that'd be great. Because there's certainly a lot more that we could and should talk about. Including the fact that in soccer, they have this thing where the referee just decides how much time is left in the game. And you don't even know. Like last night's end of the England-Mexico game was a thriller, but it was also triggering as hell because nobody knew exactly when the game was going to end. But hey, that's soccer. Great to be back, everybody. Thank you for chiming in today. First of many to come. Josh, good to see you again. Aaron, nice to work with you, my friend. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.